Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey folks, welcome to Sup Doc. This is our What's Up episode. How's everybody doing? Yeah.
I am doing terribly. This is George.
George specifically is doing terribly. What's going on, George?
I found out I have a kidney stone.
Oh.
Why am I exclusive? Drop. Hopefully dropping. Hopefully dropping. I hope it's dropping.
How many? Any or day. Is it just one? Is it a kidney stone?
It's a kidney stone.
Jesus.
It is not the biggest it could be, and it's bigger than anything else I've had to pass through any of these parts of my body. So
Those things are supposed to be painful.
Yeah. Luckily, I knew what it was right away. Because I didn't at first. The first hour, I'm like, I just need to pee a lot. You know what? This is a separate topic. We don't need to get into... so much, but we just wanted to let you know, look, this is how dedicated I am to the show.
Yes.
I'm currently not in any agony, but, I was when we were supposed to record previously. So,
well, thank you for making it through your passing of stone.
Yeah.
Said stone.
Speaking of passings, well, I don't know if that's the right intro for this, but let's talk about what we have coming up next week.
I am so excited. This is what we have coming up next week is our May is Mayhem, True Crime Month.
And it's also our 2-year anniversary of the show.
That is a happy birthday to you. Yeah, 2 years. Look what we've done, George.
Do you usually just sing to yourself on your birthday? Is that a thing that you do?
Yes, of course. Don't you?
No.
You have friends that sing to you.
I saw you on your birthday.
You did?
We recorded on your birthday.
Oh, that's right. We did.
And you did not. If I had just walked to the bathroom and come back and you were just sitting in a corner singing happy birthday to yourself, that would have been just a very Blair Witch moment. Well, yeah, let's talk about our 2 years of doing the show. May 5th is when we dropped 3 episodes. The first 3 episodes. So now we're dropping 3 episodes in May.
Boom.
Of all true crime themed. And I think we're stretching the definitions of true crime slightly in some of these. They all involve death. Let's just say that much.
Yes. Well, death is crime. I mean, murder is crime. And they all involve
They all involve murder. All these involve murders. And true crime is huge right now. Obviously.
It is. And it could be May is murder. We could have said that, but I like mayhem. It's just so delightful.
Yeah, and we started the show, the first 3 episodes we dropped the show, 2 of them were true crime stories. Arguably all of them involved crime. But we started with Jinx with Matt Lieb. And
The Imposter
with Beth Lissick.
Yeah, and then
we had we did Iron Cheek with Drew Harmon, which there was drugs and violence, but most of that was not murder, really. But true crime, most people would say true crime. It's just like procedural. Like people that like it kind of rose with the interest in procedural TV and detective stuff, partly in like CSI. Type stuff, and then it just has bled into documentaries, and documentaries exonerating people, and
That's
just morbid fascination.
Yeah, I don't. Is it morbid? I don't know if it's morbid.
I find it morbid personally.
You do. Okay.
I find it morbid, even though I get into it. Like the Jinx is morbid for sure. I mean,
yeah.
And true. This one, we're our first in the series. Is it going to be May 1st? I guess it's going to drop. Yep. Pretty morbid. I'd say this is like one of the most morbid things that we've watched.
Good point. This one's This one is called Interview with a Serial Killer. And we do it with comedian Allison Mick. We talk to her about it. And yikes, this documentary.
It's a British documentary. It's about Arthur Shawcross. How do you say
Genesee River Killer.
And we'll not say that Allison has a direct connection to this, but she has some indirect connections to the Arthur Shawcross story.
It's pretty close. Connection. I mean,
yeah, I'd say more than most people have to this particular documentary. So,
yeah, you're going to have to listen to the episode to hear all about it, though. And Allison is great. She's very funny and very smart. And it was great to talk to her about this. And, Arthur Shawcross or Shawcross. What a nut. That nutty madcap zany Shawcross. But the interview asks him if he's evil at the very, very beginning of the documentary. And he said, somewhat. So, there you go.
We really get into it in the episode. But here's the thing. It's not a good documentary. But it's on Netflix.
Yeah. It's not great.
You can watch it. And there is some stuff that is notable in it. And we have some bonus content with Allison that is not specifically in the episode, but is true crime related that we'll put up after this one gets out. Exactly. I got to say, I listened to the bonus stuff we did with Wayne Fetterman, and that was like an episode unto itself.
Yeah, he's awesome. That was so great that he sat down with us and talked about Crumb and the bonus content on Patreon that if you support us, you can be a part of.
Right. But right now, there's a couple things that are just audio exclusives for Patreon people, which is Ryan Singer, Wayne Fetterman, and some stuff with Yacht. That
and
got cut out.
Adam Mansbach.
And Adam Mansbach. Yeah, so we're starting to do that, you guys. There's stuff... There's always really good stuff after we stop recording that we've decided to just hit record again. And it's usually like when everyone's let their guard down and it's completely warmed up and they just drop like, oh, yeah, did you know this random thing? Like, oh, yeah, I'm the great grandson of a sultan or something like that.
Well, that's when I ended up in the Turkish prison.
Exactly.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to Patreon. Let's give them the link.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/supdocpodcast. And right now, as little as $1 a month, you can get this exclusive audio. We might end up gating that and making it only for people that are $5 and up, but we have not decided yet. For now, you're just getting in on the ground floor at $1.
For $12, you can listen to all of our hard work and enjoy it and love it as much as we do.
Yeah, we should start dropping just like exclusive stand-up tracks on there or something like that.
Yes.
Because clearly people are paying for both of us to do a lot of stand-up. Well, that's more of a dig at myself, I guess, than you, because you actually are getting paid work.
I got calendar dates, kid.
I have three, and you can find them on our website.
Tell them about your show in L.A.
Oh, man. Well, the show I can really talk about is, Giant Robot Comedy every first Thursday. Great lineups. Oh, yeah, coming up May 4th. By the time you hear this, May 4th, it's going to be a bunch of great comics. Brendan Lynch, Shanti Charan, Doug Friedman, Ever Maynard, Peggy O'Leary.
Jeez.
And, are going to be doing the show first Thursday with me, Jessica Seeley and Jesse Elias, Giant Robot Gallery, May 4th.
Stacked lineup.
Yeah, it's good. Brendan is part of the new Problematic show that are...
Yeah.
Friend of the podcast, Kasim Bentley, also writes on that show. So,
And Moshe Kasher.
And Moshe is the host. Yeah, I just watched the first one. Think it's really good.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that series. We should try to get Moshe. You know Moshe.
We could try. He seems pretty busy these days. Yeah.
Everyone is busy. All our successful, busy friends have podcasts that make money and...
they're too busy to do our podcast.
Yeah. But anyway, speaking of, we've been getting some love. This show has been getting some love,
yay!
Actually.
Yay! This makes me so happy.
Yeah, we got some press from one of the earliest. Wouldn't you say this is like the pre-Reddit Reddit, Boing Boing?
Yes. Boing Boing has been very influential, been around for a while, and it's big. It's big, as one of our listeners said.
And Mark Fraunfelder, one of the founders, I believe, or just a longtime person involved in Boing Boing, gave us a real nice write-up. What did he say?
He said, "Sup Doc is a great idea for a podcast series. Interviews with interesting people about their favorite documentaries." He also said if he had to pick a favorite documentary, it would be Crumb, which is awesome.
And yeah, he and Wayne Fetterman would agree on that because
yes.
Also Wayne's favorite documentary. So yeah, we got a little press from that, and then we got a little write-up repost on Comedy Cake, nice blog that also always posts about Jennifer about Comedy Night.
Awesome.
Deborah over there was very nice to repost this episode. Also about Wayne and Crumb. So
yeah, and she said, "What better way to start your Sup Doc podcast journey than listening to guest Wayne Fetterman talk about Crumb?" And I could not agree more. I mean, there's a lot of great gateway episodes to Sup Doc, but this is a good one for sure.
Yeah, I would also just say, okay, so here's another thing I would say regarding Mayhem: if you're not into true crime, there's a subset of people that have just they didn't listen to Serial, which includes me. I started Serial. Mm. I didn't get into it. I didn't finish it. I am listening to S-Town, but or Shit-Town, as they say. If you don't like true crime, check out our back catalog of episodes.
Yes.
We've got so much stuff about many different topics.
Absolutely.
I did a little blog post on our Facebook, a little like note breaking down all of the music documentaries that we covered.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we could do something like that. We could just break down, like, if you're, it just, you know, we've been doing, like, an organized list by guest, by, like, if our guests are musicians or comedians, whatever. We could also do a breakdown by the topics of the documentaries.
Sure.
So that's something I think we're going to do at some point. So, yeah, if you're not into true crime, check out other stuff on subdocpodcast.com. There's a lot of cool back episodes that are about all sorts of different topics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lots of great documentaries. Man, we've covered, 55, actually, great documentaries.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I guess that's true, because I was going to say that Rodney Asher is a two-parter, but they were both about two different documentaries. One's about more about The Nightmare, one's more about Room 237, so.
True.
Speaking of a great place to find documentaries, Paco, we have a sponsor of the show.
We need a... awesome segue sound effect, because that was awesome. That was a great segue.
Will, just put in the sound of me passing a kidney stone. But let's talk about Guide Doc briefly.
Let's do it. Thank the good Guide Doc for the Guide Doc.
Yeah, Guide Doc is a subscription service for iOS, and it is curated documentaries. They have a new documentary every day on the app, and a lot of international stuff. I mean, they're internationally based. Well, international to us, let's say.
Right.
They're not based in the U.S., this is what I'm saying.
Right.
But, there's a lot of stuff that is stuff that you wouldn't see just through the other streaming services because they have such an international reach. For example, Sins of My Father. I've been watching this. It's a story of drug lord Pablo Escobar. Not only is it just about Pablo Escobar, it's told through the eyes of his son.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, like it's, I was watching it the other day, and I'm like, it gets into like basically this entire like the second generation of all these people in Colombia who have like basically inherited. It's like Sins of My Father. It's not. It's like all the stuff that has like reached down a second generation, and these guys that are like the kids of Pablo Escobar and the kids of politicians that Pablo Escobar had killed, like just like chilling and talking to each other. It's fascinating.
Right. It is really good. It is really good. So check out Guide Doc. And I don't think we mentioned they are our sponsor, which is awesome. So thank you so much, Guide Doc, for taking us under your wing. But go. You can download the app. And if you actually go to our website, and we have a sponsor link in our menu. Hit that, and there's a, you can read all about GuideDoc, and there's a link that will take you to their website, and you just enter your email for a chance to win a free month of GuideDoc, which is also very cool.
Yeah, our specific URL. It helps us out, and it helps you guys out. Checking out new documentaries.
So anyways, thank you so much to Guide Dogs. George, why don't you tell everybody about Detour?
Right. So this is a documentary about Pat Spurgeon, the drummer of the band Rogue Wave, a very popular Oakland band. He had to get kidney dialysis and a kidney transplant, and he did all of that while he was touring in this very popular indie rock band in, I guess, a lot of the events of this documentary are from about 2007-08. But Pat Spurgeon, and the director of that film is Jim Granato. Detour is going to be showing at the Alamo Draft House in San Francisco on June 5th. And our episode should be coming out right before then. So just want to let you guys know about that. Awesome. Our interview is with both. We do one interview with Jim, the director of Detour, and we did a follow-up interview with Pat. This is almost like 10 years since the kidney transplant that is documented in... I don't want to spoil too much by saying, he got a kidney transplant, but it is pretty interesting like how it goes about. Like, imagine being in a touring rock band. You've been in a touring band, Paco.
I have.
Can you imagine doing anything which...
No.
In the most unsanitary of conditions involving... keeping your body going. And, God, right now, going through just a fraction of kidney problems, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
That's, like, the worst. Pat not only was born... It's not directly related. He was born with one kidney, which could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And then he had to have a kidney transplant for the one kidney that he has.
While playing in a rock and roll band.
Yeah, while trying to like exist in America and our fucked up health insurance system.
Right.
Which I'm covered, thankfully, plaster. But let's talk about that's a whole other thing. We can get into the fucking medical industrial insurance companies.
Maybe we should do Michael Moore's healthcare doc that he did.
Oh my God, there's so many updates that need to be done about what's going on. Yeah. Which one is that Sicko? Is that
Sicko? Yeah.
Okay. I've actually not seen Sicko. Oh, I've seen Where to Invade Next, which guess is a little bit some of the same ideas. You know, yeah, there's a lot of Michael Moore stuff we get into. But anyway, Detour. It's not just a medical thing. It's like also just about the idea of like, you know, you're trying to survive as an artist in America.
Right. And for our San Francisco listeners, they're going to be at the Alamo?
Yeah, both Jim and Pat will be doing a Q&A for Detour at Alamo. And I believe there's going to be some acoustic Rogue Wave music.
Oh, cool.
If you're a fan of them, they were a band that like their first record was like on Sub Pop, and they're like, we can do better, and they've like gone on and done a bunch of other stuff since then.
Oh, awesome.
So, which is no diss towards Sub Pop, but it's just because like just to show that this band has some savvy. They figured some stuff out. Yeah, so Alamo Draft House in the Mission District, great theater. They're going to show Detour with Jim Granato and Pat Spurgeon in person, and some music by Rogue Wave, I believe. And that's going to be June 5th at the Alamo Draft House. Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's it. Let's just remind people to check out the show all throughout May, our two-year anniversary. It's a series called Mayhem, because it's May. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be all true crime stuff. And
true
crime
stuff.
Yeah. May 1st, we're going to have Allison Mick, comedian, former co-host with me of Cinecave. She's been Tig Notaro on Twitter. That's a good credit. That's a credit for sure. Like, neither of us has been Tig Notaro.
I have never been Tig.
And, she's going to talk about her relationship to this film, to this murder series.
Interview with a serial killer.
Yeah, Arthur Shawcross. Just a fucking nutter.
Yes.
And that's it. Yeah, May 1st. And then if you don't like true crime, check out one of the many other music documentaries. We got documentaries about sports, cults.
We covered all, baby.
Non-murder stuff. We got a lot of non-murder stuff.
But definitely check out our Mayhem series. People are going to dig it. I'm feeling people are really going to dig it.
Look, like the most popular episodes we've done are all true crime episodes.
Yeah.
So this is also, let's just be frank, that is also why we're doing this. People love the jinx. People love making a murderer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And also, please, again, support us on Patreon. Go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/supdocpodcast. Even if it's $1 a month, we could use whatever help you've got to give us, because this
right
is all
now,
volunteer.
Yeah. Right now, $1 gets you all this exclusive audio that's like a parallel podcast that lives like inside of this podcast, like a turducken of podcasts.
It's the turducken.
Yeah, if you're on the Patreon, you get all of it.
Absolutely. And also, thanks again to Guide Doc, our sponsor.
Yep.
And to Will. Thanks,
Will. And to Will. Thank you, Will, for putting this together. And hey, let's give a shout to me for being
George.
On this recording.
And his faulty kidney.
Yeah.
Drink more water.
It's not faulty, but I will drink more water. All right. Yes. Everyone, drink more water. If exactly. You take nothing else from this podcast.
Drink more water. All right. Bye.
Bye. It would be the sound of scraping a pebble down a
small
garden
hallway.
Hose, and then maybe like some meat sounds, and then
boy.
Just groaning.
Oh, there we go.
It's that's above your pay grade. It's fine.